Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. When a group of filmmakers gets rejected from the Sundance Film Festival, they decide to create their own event. A promising plot line? You bet. And Slam Dance has become a full-bodied film festival in its own right. Joining me now to talk about Slam Dance is one of the founders and the current director of the festival, Peter Baxter. He's a filmmaker and one of three founders of the self-described subversive film festival, Slam Dance. Since 1995, Slam Dance has become a year-round film festival. It includes the film festival, screenplay, and teleplay competitions and Slam Dance studios. And Peter Baxter joins us from the studios of KPCW in Park City. Peter Baxter, thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you. Good morning.
So, listeners, do you Slam Dance? What Slam Dance films are you looking forward to seeing this year? 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255, or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. Peter Baxter, as I mentioned earlier this hour, the Sundance Film Festival is dedicated to promoting and supporting independent film. How is Slam Dance similar or different?
Well, I think at Slam Dance, what we've established over the years is a showcase of emerging filmmaking talent. And I think in many ways, it's a truer representation of independent film. After all of the films in competition this year have come to the festival with very low budgets. They don't have very big star names in it, but it's the promise of this new talent which is coming through, which will be the stars of tomorrow. Christopher Nolan had following at Slam Dance a few years ago. Oren Peli's film Paranormal Activity was sold at Slam Dance and has gone on to create this massive movie-making franchise. But really what we're seeing at Slam Dance is filmmakers really coming out of nowhere with their independent films. These are films that should be made, as I said, for very small amounts of money. And I think what's great about this year's program is that we're seeing this very strong program, which is utilizing incredibly well new technology, which is helping to create productions of very high standard, which has allowed the filmmakers to craft really compelling and excellent stories. And I think this is a great year for Slam Dance. I think in many ways it's sort of promising a kind of a new era of a new wave of independent film.
This is reportedly your biggest festival in the 17 years since you founded Slam Dance. Talk about opening weekend. What were some of the highlights for you?
Well, we had a very, very popular opening weekend, and the films in both documentary and the narrative competition were very well received. We had a fantastic event yesterday with Neil Young and Jonathan Demme. They've made a film called Journeys, and we wanted to make sure that with them coming to the festival, they will also really integrate themselves into the new filmmakers that we're showing. And so we had a coffee event with them yesterday. And it really was incredible because what we found out through their discussion was that just in the ways that our filmmakers have struggled to make their films, they have also struggled as well. And it really provided for not only just great entertainment, but it's very inspirational and educational about how these masters of storytelling, whether it's with their music or their filmmaking, have really done things in their own way. Still do today. And it was just really incredible for our filmmakers to be a part of that and hear that.
We're speaking with Peter Baxter, a filmmaker in his own right, as well as the one of the founders and the current director of Slam Dance Film Festival. If you'd like to join us, 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. Some feature films in Slam Dance this year to watch, one that's getting a bit of press that caught my eye, Bindlestiffs. Talk about these young filmmakers and what drew you to this particular film.
Well, Bindlestiffs, I think, is an example of that film I was just speaking about a few minutes ago. Here we have a group of young filmmakers. In fact, when they made Bindlestiffs, they were in high school.
And so they have
very young, and they have crafted using new technology this amazing story, which is like a sort of an update, a variation of The Catcher in the Rye, and they have, it's a collaboration. Of course, that's what independent film is, filmmaking is all about, and they're here in Park City, and they're very enthusiastic. And so the and so has been the audience that has seen the first screening of this film. And again, it's the excitement of these young filmmakers coming through, which the audience is responding to. And I think that I think this film actually could sell here at Slamdance. It's been very popular so far.
In the documentary category, one of the posters that I saw around Park City quite a bit, We Are Legion, the story of the hacktivists by director-screenwriter Brian Knappenberger. This is the story of Anonymous, right?
Yes, this is, and it's a comprehensive look at the movement. It's been in the making here for the last year, and it really gives us a great sense of the different sides of the Anonymous movement. And of course, that's a very popular film at Slamdance. It's all about freedom, and that played to a packed house. And of course, it's playing again this coming week as well. And you know, I should say that a lot of the films at Slamdance, in fact, most it seems now, officially sold out. But what we've been finding is that in rush lines, there's a very good chance that anyone that hasn't got a ticket to our screenings for this week will get in. And we please, you know, we welcome, you know, everyone at Slamdance, and we'll try our very best to get them in. So yeah, but this has been a very popular film at Slamdance too.
Speaking with Peter Baker, who is the director of Slamdance, he's also a filmmaker in his own right. And Peter, you've got a documentary in competition this year, Wild in the Streets. What is this about?
Well, thank you. Yes, it's a special screening, actually, which is out of competition. But I have been making a film for the last 5 years. It's a documentary about the origins of our football game. And it really is the mother of all of our football games played around the world, whether it's rugby, American football, or soccer. And in this small market town right in the middle of England, a place called Ashbourne, they play a game there called Shrovetide football. And this is a game that was once played throughout the British Isles, but through the centuries it was stopped for various reasons. Kings, wars, revolutions eventually stopped it being played around the British Isles. But in Ashbourne, the whole town is the playing field. The whole town plays this game. If you're on one side of the river, you play on one side. If you're on the other, you play on the other team. And it's played over 2 days. It's played in darkness. It starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon and goes on until 10 o'clock at night. And what we find out in this documentary, actually, though it is about this football game, this longest team sports rivalry on the face of the earth, in the end, actually, it's about the people that keep this game going against all the odds. I mean, you can imagine, with all the rules and regulations that we're facing these days, how difficult it is to, you know, allow a game like this to be played through the streets of Ashbourne in the countryside without any rules. But you know, what we get from this is really we see in the people of Ashbourne that they found something, which is the meaning to their life. It's very, very important. And as I said, it really is the mother of all of our ball games.
It is a remarkable film to watch. And as I was watching it, I thought, how in the world did you film this? Because really, it's like a mass riot. It's like the running of the bulls, you know, just massive crush of people in this tiny little 3-mile run between these two goals. How many cameras did you have to have? Logistically, how'd you do it?
Well, we started off actually by filming the main game, and we had 6 cameras. And again, new technology came into the forefront of helping us make this documentary. And what we very simply did, and it was care of the production manager's great idea, is we just gridded the whole town. And through walkie-talkies and texts and cell phone, we were able then to tell the cinematographers where the ball was going next. So we wanted to make sure that we caught the game. It was a challenge to capture the game because you're dealing with a 3-mile, 3-mile area here. You know, the goals are 3 miles apart. It starts in the middle of the town. And we're looking at 3,000 people here that are pushing, running, struggling to get this ball to their goal. So it was a challenge, but that's how we organized, and it worked pretty well. But we were very concerned that we might miss a goal, and but we didn't. We were able to capture it all, and of course we just had these great cinematographers that were able to that joined in the spirit of this independent film, and were able to be with us for that game.
I want to play just a short clip and then have you respond. This is one of the people that we meet in the film who worries that this tradition of, is it Shrovetide?
Yeah, Shrovetide
football will eventually peter out because of new development. I'll play the clip and then get your response.
Do you realise that if we held a referendum in Ashbourne at the present time, whether Shrovetide should continue or not, we would lose it? Because there's that many outsiders now that have moved in, that are living on the outskirts in these new houses that have gone up. They know nothing about the game. They don't try and get to know anything about it. And as soon as it starts to play, the first thing they're saying is, oh, it's that bloody game again.
That's from the film of Peter Baker's Wild in the Streets. Peter Baker, did you anticipate that there would be an end to Shrovetide football because of encroaching development on a town?
Well, when we first arrived there, we went there to find out whether we could actually make a documentary about this, and we really needed the whole town to be a part of that filmmaking. I mean, we in the end had focused on a few characters, but we really needed both sides and the entire game and the entire town to be a part of the filmmaking. And we soon found out that there was a game that this was loved by the people of Ashbourne, but it really wasn't loved by England. We found that outstanding, that here was a game that was so important. It led to all of the games that are so popular around the world. I mean, if it wasn't for this game, we wouldn't have been able to watch, the game yesterday, on television. I mean, this is really the root of where it all came from. And now, what they're facing as they keep their game alive, and that all the rules and regulations that are around us are really trying to thwart this game, and really that's their biggest battle now. That's their biggest foe, is to keep this game going. If it wasn't for the people and their passion, it wouldn't exist. And it's important for us, really, because they remind us not only of how sport really really should be played, but the value of life is something that we really want, and the determination to keep it going, and really therefore how important a community is. And I think that the people that we've shown the film to so far have responded very well to that, and they see a power really of what a community can do to keep something going which they love.
Peter Baxter, he is the director of the documentary Wild in the Streets. He's also one of the founders and the current director of the Slam Dance Film Festival, now happening in Park City. We've only got about 30 seconds left, Peter Baxter, but is the goal to get these films distributed, or is this really art for art's sake?
Well, I think what you have at Slam Dance are films which, completely, 100% independently made. And I think audiences these days are beginning to appreciate more and more that films don't have to be driven by stars, and these films can do really well in the box office. And and we're seeing that more and more at Slam Dance, that films are being picked up and finding distribution. And I think this year at Slam Dance is a very special year for the standard of films that we have. And I think distributors are going to respond. But more importantly to say is that audiences, I think, are having a bigger say now at what gets distributed, whether it's at the theater or now in a big growth spurt that we're seeing through online, through VOD. Electronic sell-through with the platforms that we're now working with, like Xbox and Zoom.
Peter Baxter, the director of the Slam Dance Film Festival happening this week in Park City, joining us from KPCW in Park City. And Peter, thanks very much for your time today.
Yeah, thank you very much. Onward and upward.
City Views is a production of KCPW News in Salt Lake City. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis, and thanks to Tamara Kemsley. Next time, Utah's growing affection for tattoos. Join us for that discussion tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.